Hi, I am Rohan Thakkar and welcome to my podcast, Being the Change, where we share experiences of individuals who have brought a change in the society by first changing themselves and doing selfless deeds. If you're listening for the first time, do check out our previous episodes. They are quite insightful and will give you a fresher perspective to life. When it comes to helping society, the number one group that comes to mind are, of course, the Gurudwaras. With the inspiration from Guru Nanak Dev Ji, they have always come to the rescue in tough times. Be it food, water or shelter, they have always lent their hands. To know more about how they do it and what they do, my co-host Supriya will be talking to Shri Jyotinder Singh Ahluwalia Ji and draw insights on how spirituality helps them become selfless sevaks.
In our previous conversations, we shared uncut stories of self-inspired changemakers. This time, we bring to you God-inspired changemakers. On the occasion of 550th Guru Nanak Jayanti celebrations all across the globe, I am pleased to have with me Shri Jyotinder Singh Ji, one of the Sikh role models as per the unique directory published in the name 500 Sikh Role Models from Different Walks of Life. Welcome, Jyotinder Ji. It's so great to have you on our podcast.
Thank you very much, Supriya Ji. And I'm really lucky to be being here and talking about the biggest change agent of all that we respect, our Guru Nanak Dev Ji itself. Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here and be talking about it.
We too are honored to present this episode in remembrance of Guru Nanak Dev Ji and its teachings.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much.
Tell me something about your life. What are you doing and how did you turn yourself to spiritualism?
Okay. Well, I am basically an electrical engineer and I am into this profession since more than now 35 years. And well, spirituality happened to me when I was a young child and my parents actually put me into this. Ever since we were children, my mother was involved in spiritual teachings to young kids. Mm-hmm. And while she was teaching, I was accompanying her and, you know, being a part of the entire learning process. And as you know, the Sikh, the word itself is a learner.
Yes.
So it was a huge opportunity for me and I was lucky to have parents like what I had.
Okay.
And they put me into it. I was attached to the Gurdwara, the Kirtan, the singing. Mm-hmm. I learned harmonium. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, there was no stopping. And Vaheguruji has been kind to make me grow and walk along this journey. So I'm extremely lucky to be in spirituality and working towards the path which is shown by our Vaheguru.
Yes. Tell me something about your professional life.
Okay. As I said, I'm an electrical engineer by profession. I am also working as additional vice president and head quality in Adani Electricity, Mumbai. And we are into the business of distributing electricity into the city of Mumbai. So we ensure that the city of Mumbai, the commercial capital, is ticking all the time.
Yes.
And we are known and we are proud that we are successful in doing that. Yep. So, and that's about it. That's about my professional life.
Yes. And what about your socio and spiritual background? Tell me something little about it.
Sure. So, I have been associated with some of the committees, such as the local Gurdwara committees. I've been a committee member there for more than 3 years. I'm also a member of the committee of the local Guru Nanak School, which happens to be in the locality here. I am currently now a core member of an institute called Basics of Sikhi India, and which originated from UK, Canada, and now it is spreading all over the world. And India has been one of the key focus areas. And the key intention of this particular institution is to spread the teachings of the gurus to all levels of people, as in all age groups, right from a kid who is four years old to an elderly person who is 70 plus.
Yes.
So we have designed unique programs which serve these particular age groups, and there are specific content which has been developed for each of these age groups. For an example, like, you know, I have been involved in for a key program in Mumbai called Kiddi Sangat, a Sangat for kids.
Yes.
And that has been extremely popular in Canada and UK. And we, since 2-3 years now, in Thane and Mumbai, we have set up centers.
Okay.
And we have been extremely lucky, with the God's grace, that we have set up now 6 centers across the city of Mumbai.
Very nice.
And we engaged children from 4 years to 14 years in that Kiddi Sangat program. And the uniqueness of this program is that how we engage them, the very nature of this engagement, as in we start with the Simran and Ardas first, because we start with the blessings of Vaheguru itself. And then we get into, you know, learning smaller things about Japji Sahib Bani, which is the crux of the entire Guru Granth Sahib itself.
Yes.
And we, since we have to communicate with the kids, we have to make it in such a language that it is acceptable and understood.
Yes.
So we use activities, we use experiments, we use audio video content, we use games
to make them understand,
yes, those finer concepts. And I would say, while the kids benefit, we also benefit.
Absolutely. So, they are the future of our
absolutely.
country, in fact the world.
In fact, and, yes, they are the change agents, as you would put it. So if they change, I think the world changes along with them.
Absolutely. So let's revisit the teachings of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. We all worship God, but Guru Nanak Dev Ji knew who God is, no? So could you please put some light on it?
Sure. I think just to put the backdrop first, see, Guru Nanak Dev Ji was born in the year 1469 in a small village, Sabo Ki Talwandi. And ever since childhood, he was inclined to spirituality and all. It was in one fine day, you know, one of these days, he actually went to take a bath in a river. And when he took a dip, he never came out. And you know, his friends who were accompanying him were thinking that, you know, he's drowned, because they tried finding it all over, but he wouldn't emerge out of the water. And actually, that was the time and that was the moment when Guru Nanak Dev Ji had this divine enlightenment.
Yes.
And he actually had the first experience with the Almighty God. And the first thing then, when he came out of that, after 3 days, he came out. I mean, everybody had thought that he is dead. He came out, and first words that he said was, because at that time the communities that were prevalent were Hinduism and Islam.
Yes.
So the first words that he said was, "Na koi Hindu, na Musliman." As in the eyes of the God, there is nobody who is a Hindu or a Musliman. Everybody is equal in the eyes of
Absolutely.
God. And that was the message then he gave in his first bani, which is Japji Sahib. And where he explains his experience, the first-hand experience that he got on what God is.
Okay.
And the first letters or the first words in Japji Sahib Bani is the actual definition of what he experienced God as and what are the features of God.
Okay.
So it starts with the word Ek Oankar.
Yes.
So the meaning of that is that Oankar is basically a God who is the creator, who is the doer of everything, and he is one.
Yes.
So that was Ek Onkar. He changed the definition of the very God, saying that there is one God and he is the true God.
Absolutely.
And then it followed with the features of what God is all about. And the words are Sat Naam, his name is truth.
Yes.
Karta Purakh, he is the creator of everything. He is the doer of everything. He created this universe and the mankind and the human beings and everything. Nirbhau. Nirbhau, the Bhau word is fear. He is out of fear. He is fearless. He doesn't fear anything. Because he is the creator, he doesn't need to fear with anything.
Yes.
So, Nirbhau, Nirvair. He doesn't have any animosity with anybody. He has no enemies. So, those are the qualities. Nirbhau, Nirvair, Akal Murat. Akal. Kal is death. He's out of death and birth cycle.
Death and birth, yes.
Yes, he's out of the death and birth cycle. So he's not like us human beings, that we have got a mother and a father and all that.
He's
so,
not a bodily being. He's not an energy, supreme
absolutely,
energy.
Absolutely. Yes. And then the words are Ajuni. He doesn't come into any Juni.
Yes.
You know, we are human Juni, and there are this Junis of birds and cats and all those animals and other things. But he doesn't come into any Juni. So Ajuni, Saibhang. Saibhang is self-created, Swaibhang. So he is self-created. He has not been created by anybody.
Yes, he doesn't come into the dearth, death and birth.
Absolutely.
Birth and
so he is self-created.
Yes.
And then Gur Prasad is the end of the Mool Mantra. Gur Prasad means that the entire definition of God that has been narrated, he can be obtained only by the Prasad of a Guru, the true Guru. Prasad is, it comes by the blessings of the Guru alone. He can be obtained or attained only with the blessings of the Guru.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Gur Prasad. So that's the entire concept of what, which summarizes what God is and what is the definition of God as seen in the eyes of Guru Nanak and as it's as seen in Sikhism as well.
So this our theme today is universal brotherhood. So this concept becomes very clear when the God is one, the Creator is one. So we all, the creations of the God, we are in the family of one God, and we are all His children. So it's such a beautiful concept. So there is no room for Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai. We are all one. So that's the reason I think Sikh Sevaks come along whenever there's any disaster or anything that strike the city. They're the first ones to come out with a helping hand. Whatever possible they can do, they do their best, I feel.
Sure. I totally agree with you. In fact, the way you said Bhagwan ek hai, you know, we say that God is one and all. What is very important is the concept of langar that you said, and the way we go out for seva across the world, wherever it happens. And you would have seen examples of various organizations like Khalsa Aid and all, who go around the world and to the remote places such as Syria and Indonesia and all, where there are earthquakes or there are calamities and natural disasters happening. And there they go, and then they serve langar there for the poor and needy who are needing this particular thing. So I think the inspiration actually is really what is important here. The inspiration again is coming from Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji itself.
Mm-hmm.
The very concept of serving others, serving the poor and the needy, was introduced by Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And there is an interesting story there in the sense that his father, Mehta Kalu Ji, gave him 20 rupees and he says, ki, go and do some, some real profitable business out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we earn some money out of it. So invest it in a way so that we earn something. And so while Guru Nanak Dev Ji went out with his friend and tried to get some goods out of that, and while he was returning, he saw certain sadhus sitting there. And he asked them, why are you sitting there? You look so weak. And the sadhu said that they have not been finding any food to eat and they are extremely hungry. However, they are living in the hukam of the Lord. And so Guru Nanak Dev Ji said that what better business can this be, that if I invest this money in feeding this these poor and needy people.
Yes.
And so he spent the entire money in feeding those sadhus and who were really in need of that particular thing. So it is said that that 20 rupees that Guru Nanak Dev Ji spent at that time is today, you know, multiplying, and it is never got over. And that is what is spreading the great work and the seva that you said that the Sikhs do.
Yes.
I think the concept and the foundation was led by the change agent, Guru Nanak Dev Ji itself, and who showed us the path. And I think in every Sikh ardas, we do an ardas, as in a prayer we do every day. In every Gurdwara it happens. And at the end of the ardas, we say, Tere paane sarbat da pala. That by your God's grace, let there be you know, good for everything, everybody.
Beautiful.
Let everybody flourish and let everybody, everything good happen to the entire humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So that Sarvada Pala concept is what inspires the Sikhs, that you go and help the poor. And it's also said, Garib ka muh, Guru ki golak.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you put money to donate to the Guru,
yes,
you could as well, you know, feed the poor and the money would, you know, as
multiply.
If multiply and, yes, you know, as if you are offering it to your Guru itself.
Absolutely. So the sevaks of the Gurudwara, they all have their own families and still they take time out for this cause also.
Yes.
What is the secret behind this?
I think the magic potion or the secret, as you mentioned, is that it is Guru Nanak Dev Ji who is guiding them.
Mm-hmm.
And without the power or the prasad of that, which I mentioned earlier, Guru Prasad, that the things happen only when there is a prasad coming from the Guru or the blessings coming from the Guru. I feel that we are blessed as a community, that we had our Gurus as the role models ourselves, and they showed us the path.
Okay.
They did it themselves.
Hmm.
And then we followed it, merely followed it.
Okay.
It was not that there was a preaching somewhere and, there was no experiential learning out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what our Gurus did. And then, you know, we are only merely copying what our Gurus did.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you said about the Gurdwaras, well, there are people who go to the Gurdwaras to not just worship, but seva, simran, are two big pillars in Sikhism. So when you go to a Gurdwara, you do Simran or you take the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you are expected to do Seva.
Okay.
So Seva Karat Hoye Nehkami Tisko Hot Parapat Swami. So if you are doing selfless service, so it is said that you are moving nearer to the God.
Yes.
Tisko Hot Parapat Swami. If you are doing selfless service, you are actually reaching and closer to the Swami itself, the ultimate one God.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the things which each individual as a Sikh tries to do himself and also teaches his kids, that this is what you should do when you go to Gurdwara, or not just Gurdwara, in fact. Anywhere in the society, community, you see a needy or a poor person, you are expected to give them the help that he's required.
Yes.
In fact, there is this concept of daswand,
mm-hmm,
that 1/10 of the income that you earn out of ethical earning, mm-hmm, honest living,
mm-hmm,
you are supposed to be donating it to the cause of feeding the poor and the needy.
Oh, beautiful.
It is a 1/10 of your, mm-hmm, so-called salary or whatever,
mm-hmm,
or your profit, you need to donate it for this particular cause.
That's the kind of empathy that's been created within.
Absolutely.
Right from the beginning.
Absolutely.
So what about in the kids sangat, which you,
yes,
said? So do you all address these things to the kids? Because this is very important in today's time, where the kids are in their own shell.
Yes.
And it's very important for them to feel that empathy for the world. What does you say on this?
Absolutely. In fact, as you've rightly said, that today there are so many problems in the world, and the kids are really not aware of these problems.
Mm-hmm.
So they are in their kind of shell, as you rightly mentioned.
Yes.
And in Kiddi Sangat, we try to introduce smaller subjects and themes. Like, one time the theme is, say, karma. Okay, so you teach them everything about karma, the karma philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
How does karma influence you? If you do a good karma, How does it help you?
The repercussions.
Mm-hmm. What you sow, so shall you reap. So we make it interesting by doing a game first and saying that, okay, you play this game, and then there is a message, mm-hmm, that here is the karma relation, that you did bad to that person,
mm-hmm,
and now,
You'll have to face it. Yes.
So similarly, seva, as you rightly mentioned, is another one of the themes that we enacted during the mm-hmm, Kiddi Sangat programs.
Yes.
And where, as an activity, we actually ask them, instead of we teaching them, we look at like a group discussion and a kind of a interactive discussion. And we say, what are the different types of sevas? And then they say, हम लोग गुरुद्वारे जाते हैं तो वहाँ पर हमें बर्तन धोने की सेवा भी होती है, लंगर बनाने की, लंगर बरताने की. So ये सब सेवा, then we put them into doing these sevas as a sample.
Yes.
That okay, form teams now. Now get this team will go and clean the glasses and the doors. This team will get into langar preparation. This team will get into washing the utensils. This will get into the Gurdwara cleaning. So it is experiential learning, and in an interactive manner, in a fun-filled manner.
And not just inculcation of spiritualism, but also leadership qualities.
Absolutely.
And being with many sort of people, yes, adjusting with them, you know.
Yes. And you know, in the when I did my MBA, we were being taught through the method of case studies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the kind of learning that the kids are getting today, as if there was a case study and there is an activity happening, and then there is an experiential learning. And at the end of each such session, we have a craft session.
Mm.
So like in a karma session, when we did that karma session, we asked them to build a scale jo takdi hoti hai.
Haan ji.
Aur unhone humne kaha unko samjhane ke liye bataya ki aapko every day aapko takdi mein jo aapne banayi hai craft mein, usme ek taraf aapko chane ke dane dalne. The moment you do something good,
yes,
that many good deeds ke appropriate dane wahan par dal dijiye.
Yes.
और जब कुछ गलत किया है तो गलत केस में डाल दीजिए. एंड एट एवरी नाइट बिफोर यू स्लीप यू इंट्रोस्पेक्ट कि आज मैंने ज़्यादा अच्छा किया या ज़्यादा गलत किया.
दैट्स वेरी
इंपॉर्टेंट. सो एंड देन दे कंटिन्यू, दे आर एक्सपेक्टेड टू कंटिन्यू. नॉट दैट दे अंडरस्टैंड ईच एंड एवरी बिट ऑफ व्हाट इज बीइंग टॉट, बट आई थिंक इवन अ स्मॉल सीड व्हिच इज लेड इन द माइंड्स ऑफ दीज यंग किड्स एक्चुअली डज अ वर्ल्ड ऑफ गुड.
एंड द काइंड ऑफ सीड व्हिच यू आर पुटिंग, द seed of pure thoughts, which is very important, so that,
yes,
will definitely fructify in a better way.
Sure. And I think Vaiguruji has been kind that he has helped us into getting into this kind of a service.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure with his blessings things will go
That's
well in
beautiful.
Future as well.
So coming back to spiritualism again, majority of the people feel that the takers of spiritualism are after retirement days, after the age of 60 or whatever.
Yes.
After all the worldly works are accomplished. Since you are into your professional life and also embrace spiritualism as a way of life, how do you balance both, or is it interconnected?
I think it is interconnected. The one God in his oneness, I think everything is interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Today's world is facing a challenge on how do we see that interconnection within us, and how do we correlate ourselves with that oneness and with that interconnectivity. Possibly we do not see it today, and that is why we have all the problems of the world.
Hmm.
And we hate each other, or we do not come together as a single family, or if there is inequality and all that.
Yes.
I think the moment you say that there is one God and everything was created by him,
yes,
I think that is the time that you start. If even this particular thought, you know, you inculcate in your mind, I don't think that we would ever have any hatred. You know,
yes,
it's like I remember that, you know, when we see it in movies that there are two brothers fighting, but they don't know that they are brothers. You know, ek bar jo hai wo bhai gum gaya tha kahin, and they are fighting. And the moment that they realize that they are brothers out of the same father and the parents, I think they immediately hug each other.
Yes.
And so I think we do not see that hidden hand of Vaheguru who has created us all.
Hmm.
And the moment we start that, even a king was made by the same Vaheguru, and here is a beggar who has been, you know, created by the same Guru, or the same one God. I think it will break barriers.
Yes, it and becomes easy to accept each other.
Exactly. And, you know, you would never have the caste systems then, the rich and the poor. The moment you see that hidden hand.
And
that,
even in your professional life, you are able to adjust with each other, and even
exactly,
in families. So
very true. And again, the other learning is that you start accepting concepts such as karma.
Hmm.
That whatever good you do, you know, it will come back to you as good itself.
So there's an encyclopedia right in front of you.
There is an encyclopedia right in front of us.
Yes.
And which guides us, which tells us ki these are the laws we call it hukum. Everything yes. happens in this hukum.
Mm.
So, and those are those laws, the boundaries in which we need to operate.
Mm.
And if we follow the rules which are written in the boundaries, within, we are remaining within the boundaries, I think we are doing a world of good for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we step out of it and try to do something bad, that then the law of karma hits us. It is not God who is trying to give you a penalty or penalize you, okay, you did something bad. The concept of God that Sikhism believes is that God is a universal giver irrespective of who is receiving it. He may be a thief or a beggar or a king or whoever. The treatment given by God is same for everybody. He wouldn't do injustice that he would do something good for a person and something bad for a person.
Yes.
So, but he has laid his rule book and his boundaries.
And more you remember about a person, the more you inculcate their qualities.
Absolutely.
And when you think about such a big giver.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how do we become?
Absolutely right. No? Absolutely right.
So
yes.
That fundamental principles apply very beautifully.
Yes, yes.
When you were talking about the encyclopedia and the certain hukams which are written in Guru Granth Sahib.
Yes.
So what are the benefits of such laws?
I think the very example that I gave earlier was on Jeha Bijay So Lune Karma Sandhada Khet. As in what you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever karam you do, you know, it will come back to you. If you just imbibe this quality and understand this fully, you know, it would transform you. Because now you have understood that whatever sorrows, pains and anxiety, stress that today I am facing is not the because, you know, you were cursed by the Lord. Okay. It is because of your own karma. So the moment you realize this fact that my karma or my sorrow today or my pain today is it yeah. puts a mirror and you cannot blame anybody that yes. it is because of him that you got this particular pain and sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There is this Bani Tuk which says, Dadda dos na devu kise, dos karma apneya. Jo main kiya, so main paya. Dos na dije avarjana. Whatever I have done and dukh takleef, whatever I have got is because of my own karma and I cannot blame anybody else.
It becomes easy to accept even our failures.
Exactly. The failures, again, if you see a failure in a negative way, then you would possibly, you know, start crying or you would curse everybody around you. You would be filled with anger. You would have stress and etc., etc. But the moment you turn into spirituality, you would understand that everything is related to your karma. If suppose that I have done some bad karma in the past and some dukh takleef has come to me, if I know the fact that it has been given to me out of my own karma, and if I accept this particular reaction that has come to me and accept it happily, then at least I would not create more negative karma for me for the future.
Yes.
Whereas if I start crying and start cursing and start being angry about everything and start, doing it's all like, the wrong things.
It's like reducing your bank balance.
Exactly. It's yes. it's exactly like reducing your bank balance.
Mm-hmm.
And you would actually end up creating something more
minus.
Negative for the future.
Yes.
Minus ho jayenge aapke.
Yes. So, there's a lot of knowledge everywhere today. Be it in social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, people keep sending messages, beautiful messages early in the morning. Because sabse pehla darshan to phone ka hi hota hai, early morning. So
yes.
there's a lot of knowledge, positive quotes. So what is it like plain listening to it or plain reading of such positive quotes? Does it make a difference in us?
I think it again brings me back to the school example that suppose a teacher tells me to do a homework and, tells me to write this particular thing 10 times, 100 times and all. Now, if I do that and follow the teachings of the teacher, I will learn. But if I was to do the homework blindly without actually inculcating the learning of that particular thing, I think we would not be doing justice to what the entire knowledge bank is actually supposed to be leading to. So suppose the example is that if you are doing even reading Japji Sahib or Guru Granth Sahib without actually inculcating those learnings in your life would possibly not be as fruitful as it should have been. So gaviye, suniye, man rakhiye, pao. Pao is love, the language of love. Mm. If you are singing the Lord's praises and you have love in your this thing, dukh par har sukh kar le jaye. Ki dukh vanishes and sukh, you know, comes back into your life. So the teaching is that you have not just to, you know, memorize some banis and all, but you have to go ahead. And the ahead path is that you have to inculcate those learnings, those laws that have been set up. You have to now start imbibing it within yourself and internalizing it. And the moment that happens, the true transformation really happens at that particular time.
Because it's a very common scenario everywhere. When there's festivity coming in or everyday regular practice also, early in the morning, people keep putting chants or some aartis. But listening to it and internalizing, as you said, that makes the difference in us.
It does. Yes. It does. There is this lot of bani which talks about that we should do seva, we should do simran. Mm-hmm. But if we had left it as a sentence in a holy book and memorized it, maybe it would have helped the people in Indonesia or Syria or wherever there is a problem and there is a need for such support.
Even in India, we have seen was drought in the Maharashtra, Vidarbha area. And
very true. In people, Kerala and other places as well.
And Sevaks, they took water to those places.
They did. Anytime, in fact, Mumbai is known for the floods and the monsoon, heavy monsoons and all. There is a message that will go in all WhatsApp groups that anybody stuck anywhere, go to the nearest Gurdwara and you will get langar. And so that, and they will get support if at all they need to, you know, reach somewhere and all that. So I think that is what is internalizing, and that is what will really change the scenario. Today we find that, you know, the hunger index of India is very, very poor. In the recent report that has come in, it is said that, you know, we are ranking extremely low on hunger quotient. The 2019 report of Global Hunger Index shows that India is 102nd out of 117 countries.
Okay.
And there is child undernourishment in a big time happening in India, and mortality rate is also very low. So I think in Sikhism, the way they have internalized is that you don't just do feeding langar, which is feeding actually the food to satisfy the hunger of the body. But you also need to do the satisfaction of hunger of the mind and soul. And that's where Naam, Simran, and taking the Lord's name and all goes. So I think that is where internalizing helps. That this is how we will put the teachings of Guru Nanak into actual lives, day-to-day lives.
Food for the mind as well as the body.
Absolutely.
So both of that.
Yes, it's a healthy mix of that. In fact, the way langar is prepared, if you have been to a Gurdwara, you will see that, you know, there is chant happening and there is this kirtan happening while the langar is made and while it is being distributed as well.
And the best part is it's a wholesome meal.
It is a wholesome meal, and everybody, and that's another example of equality. Now, the holy book talks about equality, but this is equality putting into practice. That in a langar, you would have to sit in one row, everybody irrespective of how rich you are or how poor you are.
Yes.
Even Emperor Akbar, when he came to meet Guru Amar Das Ji, the third Nanak, he was told that you please sit first in the pangat and then come to me in the sangat. So the lesson of equality is learnt there, and you have to shed your ego, which is the biggest block towards reaching Vaigru.
So coming to an end, I would like to ask you, on the occasion of 550th Guru Nanak Jayanti, please share with us the major three principles as mentioned in Guru Granth Sahib for the listeners of our.
I think that's a very valid question today as to what are the key teachings of Guru Nanak. And I think the key teachings are explained very well by Guru Nanak Sahib itself. And those three teachings are kirt karo, vand chako, naam japo. Mm-hmm. So kirt karo is nothing but basically earning a honest livelihood in an ethical means. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then naam japo is worshipping God and never forgetting his existence in the first place. And kirt karo naam japo vand chako. Vand chako is vandana means sharing. And then khana, chakna. Mm-hmm. Chakna is eating. So before you eat, share it with others. Mm-hmm. And so chakna is, it can be used in multiple concepts, not just in eating, but in sharing anything that you have and the others do not have.
Okay.
So those will be the big teachings that would help resolve a huge lot of problems today. I think even on happiness index, we rank extremely low amongst all the countries. I think we rank 140th across the globe. And these principles which would change the entire scenario, you know, like in kirt karo, if we do a honest ethical livelihood earning, we would reduce corruption. And that is one of the areas where we have lacked on the happiness index. Okay, there is the corruption is one of the parameters on which we measure things. Naam japo would actually eliminate all the dukh and taklif or the sorrows and pains of the world, and you would always be in the state of happiness, bliss. In fact, it is said sarab rog ka aukhad naam, ki for all diseases there is this common medicine which is naam, or which is the name of the Lord. And one chako, of course, we have seen that how
sharing
and seva and other things and all.
That's beautiful.
So those would be, I think, the three teachings which would be a benefit to everybody, and it would solve a huge lot of problems for the entire world.
That's beautiful, because this was said 550 years back.
Yes.
But you know, these things are really applicable for today's times.
Yes.
In those days, these were not the problems actually.
Yeah.
But if you see, today these things are needed.
Yes.
Sharing, caring for each other, empathy. Yes. So these things are really envisaged in Guru Granth Sahib.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't read it, but at least to keep in mind these things will be a wonderful person and will make a world beautiful place to live in.
So I think spirituality helps you being more focused. It turns the focus inside. It actually gives you a knowledge on insight on who really we are. Mm-hmm. What was the real purpose of our existence? Why were we created here? And it helps you find the solutions to these problems. Instead of living in stress and anxiety and depression and all that, you would rather now turn to spirituality, identify that this particular dukh takleef has come to me because of my own deeds. So you understand karma because you turned into spirituality. You understand that there is something called hukam of the God. There is this rule book, which if you stay there, you would be benefited.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start inculcating that into your life, internalizing it, as we talked earlier, I think it changes the world. And then the rat race, the peer pressure of today's world, you know, it gets eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of asking for more from everybody, that I want this, I want that.
You give.
Yeah. You actually then, you know, say that you realize that once you turn to spirituality, you say, wow, God has given me so much already without even asking.
And I feel giving is taking.
Yes. And you end up thanking the God, wow, you have given me so much and I didn't even deserve this.
Beautiful.
So you become content.
Thank you so much, Jyotinder ji. Thank you for coming here.
Thank you so much, ji. It was my pleasure.
Wow, that was something very much inspirational. This is me, Rohan. Thank you for giving your time. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. By the way, you can listen to Being the Change on all the podcasting apps, JioSaavn, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, and so on and so forth. So do subscribe to Being the Change so that you get notified when we drop the next episode. Do drop in your comments on what do you think about this episode, which was your favorite part from this episode, and do share this episode with your friends to give them also inspiration about starting. This is me, Rohan, signing off. I will come soon. Till then, bye.